Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tony Kubek. Batting second. The left fielder, Norm Seaborn. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hector Lopez. Batting sixth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Gil McDougald. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Richardson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Turley. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Bob Turley. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Sullivan. And now, play ball. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle takes first base on ball four. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button takes first base on ball four. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Richardson catches it and throws to first to double up Button. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive towards the mound. Sullivan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone strikes out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a line drive into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Turley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turley hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0-for-1 in the game. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Button takes first base on ball 4. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-1 in the game. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald misplays the ball. That's an error on McDougald. Button moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Wirtz moves to second. Jim Coates now pitching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mantle. Williams reaches second base with a double. Wirtz scores. Jensen goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams moves to third. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. White moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, Red Sox. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Button hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White scores. Sullivan moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-0, Red Sox. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-2 in the game. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Seaborn takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mantle takes first base on ball 4. Seaborn moves to second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Seaborn moves to third. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Seaborn scores. It's 9-1, Red Sox. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Keough. Howard reaches second base with a double. Lopez goes all the way around to score. It's 9-2, Red Sox. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0-for-1 in the game. McDougald hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. McDougald reaches second base with a double. Howard scores. It's 9-3, Red Sox. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-1 in the game. Richardson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Yankees 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Avila hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-3, Red Sox. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wirtz is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Jim Coates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coates strikes out. 1 out. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0-for-2 in the game. Kubek hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Seaborn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Yankees 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Sullivan covering, for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-2 in the game. Skowron is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lopez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Yankees 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Button strikes out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-3 in the game. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron juggles the ball. That's an error on Skowron. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Keogh moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards third. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mantle. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Keogh scores. Avila goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 12-3, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Quebec settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a line drive into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McDougald hits a line drive into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-2 in the game. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzahn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Yankees 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzahn is 0-for-3 in the game. Malzahn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaburn. Malzahn reaches second base with a double. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. White hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mantle. White reaches second base with a double. Malzone scores. It's 13-3, Red Sox. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sullivan bunts in front of the plate. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. White moves to third. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Coates. White scores. It's 14-3, Red Sox. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Button takes first base on ball four. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-4 in the game. Keogh hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Avila hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Button moves to third. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Dick Gurnett now playing first base. Marv Thronberry pinch hits for Jim Coates. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0-for-3 in the game. Kubek hits a line drive into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Sullivan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Yankees 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Bronstad now pitching. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stevens moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. White hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Yankees 3. the Yankees will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 3 in the game. Skowron strikes out. 1 out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lopez hits a line drive into left field. Stevens picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Stevens. Lopez moves to second. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. McDougald is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 14, and New York Yankees, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.